Friday Coffees, Kislev, Rabbi Yehoshua Meir Freshwater, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri.
Shizmo Rabbeisa. The Dabar Mekibel, to be Mekasha the Seder with the Yom Tovim. The Seder, so we rely on the Shas Yom Tovim, it's the Dabar Mekibel to be Mekasha with the Seder. The Shat Chanukah, what all the Seudim, from the Kayach, from the Kedoyme, and the Friedrich, I'm a kasha the finder of Muslim to Chanukah and the Tedras ready from Vayishlach, from the Yaitzah with the card with the Shaman, he fought on the Mizbaya, on the Avon, till after Mikait, is all with them is in of Chanukah. So I bet Hashem is supposed to find a few in the unit of the Tedras when a guy to the nest of Chanukah. See, Yosef HaTzadik was imprisoned twice in Eretz Mitzrayim. First he was as a servant to Tzar Tabuchim, and then after the master with Aishas Potiphar, he was put in the Beit HaTzoyah. Both times it's written about Yosef, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him a special chayin v'chesed. The first time ba'ainai Adoinov. As I told you tonight, Vayivoch Hashem, Vayim to Yosef Chaim Ba'ainoch, it says, Vayi Hashem es Yosef, Vayi Yish Matzliach. And he gave everything, M'chor HaShiyesh Lo, Yinu Sam Yudi, Yosef says. Then when he was put in the, and the Bais Wal Sidim, it's written the same thing, Vayi Hashem Es Yosef, Vayayit Ulam Chused, Vayitin Chenu Ba'ayin Tzah Bais HaSoya. And then in Putuch of Gimel, it says, Ayin Tzah Bais HaSoya, Azoy Yes Kol Mi'ima B'Yudoy. The Bais HaSoya never saw Kol Mi'ima B'Yudoy, Va'asha Hashem Itoy, Va'asha Yoysa Hashem Matzliach. Even our Pshat, it's difficult to understand the Pashat Kavun is a Pusik. Pashat is a Shoyim, Mas the Pusik, in the Targum, Ein Tzah Bais HaSoya Aroi has called Mi'imu B'Yudah, Mi'imu means the Lushna B'Chet. He was, the Tzah Bais HaSoya Kinnere was a secular maiden, and he saw something different with Yosef HaTzadik, so he tried to search if he could see any Chesun, any Chet. Mi'imu, the Targum, touches, Lai Tzah Bais Asida Echuzai Yos Kol Solchan Bidai. He never saw any Avaida, try to catch him outside in an avida, and also in the work to see if there's any, if he can find any fault with his work. Ein tzah bais haSoya kol mi'ima b'yudah. Ba'asha Hashem itoy, ba'asha yoyis Hashem matzliach. But there is a pshat from some poskim that Yad Yosef and the Kohen David. I'm a farsh to put in a different way to understand what it means. Ein tzah bais haSoya Aroi has kol mi'imu b'yudoy, ba'asha Hashem itoy, ba'asha yoyis Hashem matzliach. The Balatim has got into the dictic as well. Here it says ba'asha yoyis Hashem matzliach. If you look at Pusik Gimel, it says the Yad when he was in the Petipa's house. It's written, V'yah adoinav k'Hashem itoy, v'chol ha'ashi yoysa Hashem matzliach b'yudoy. Why here is it written early on, v'chol ha'ashi yoysa Hashem matzliach b'yudoy, and here it's written, ha'ashi yoysa Hashem matzliach, the dictic of the Balatidim. Balatidim says the Pashtus, because here he wasn't tvistus, he wasn't working as such as he was while he was managing the affairs for Potiphar. So there it was Beyuda, he was being Isaac in the business or wherever Potiphar was being Isaac in, so it's Matzliach Beyuda. But Shankaneh, it's not written Beyuda because he wasn't being Isaac in any Isaac. He must have been Isaac, being Isaac in something, because it seems there was something going on. So the Chodi, you have to understand, why doesn't it say here Beyuda, and earlier on it says Beyuda. So be Maktim, the Kasha Yidi of the Bes Yosef in Hilchas Chanukah. But it's interesting, So note that it's not the kasha. The Beselsa is not the first one to ask the kasha, but the Beselsa was Zeicher. Everyone said that all the doidas that the kasha, the name of the Beselsa, because the Toises Hadosh, the Shainim, and Mesech and Shabbos, he asked the same kasha, and very interesting, he answered exactly the same three treats in the Beselsa. So you see, the Beselsa, there's hundreds of treats in the Beselsa's kasha, the Beselsa answered only three, and the addition, the Toises Hadosh, also answers exactly the same three treats in the Beselsa's kasha. So what the Beselsa is asking, push the kasha. We read in the Gemara, the Gemara says when they came to the Beis Hamikdash, they found all the shemen were tumay, and there was only one shemen, one pach shemen. It was only enough to yotze the hadlukas neiros for one day. Therefore, the nes happened. And since the nest happened that the shemen lasted for 8 days until they managed to make for themselves the shemen, they made to be metaya, make shemen toil, it took 8 days, and the nest happened for 8 days, therefore we make a yomta for 8 days. So the kasha is, the first day there was no nest, because it says clearly in the Gemara, so obviously the first day there was no nest, it was a day chateva, that's the kishvi idea of the Beselsa. It's also interesting to note that pardon? That's one of the treats. Actually, Beselsa doesn't answer this test. One of the Mepharshim answered this test. They found that it was hidden from the Chashmonot, from the Yevonim, that itself was a nest. It's interesting that there's a Geirus in the Sheiltis, whose Geirus is different. The Sheiltis, I think, in Pasha Yishlach, is Geirus different in the Gemuda. Not Belohoi Belahadik Yoy Mechot, only Belohoi Belahadik Afili Yoy Mechot. And there's a hesitancy. Why was it then in the Pachshemim? So they answer with a different kasha. Why was the shaman with the chaysim of the Kohen Guru? Does the shaman need to have a chaysim of the Kohen Guru? The shaman for the menorah. So the answer, it was the shaman, one of the answers was the shaman for the chavitin. The Kohen Guru brings the Kohen chavitin, was his personal shaman for the chavitin. Therefore had the chaysim of the Kohen Guru. And the measurement that's needed for the chavitin is smaller, is less than the measurement that's needed for the menorah. Therefore, the gears of the shulchan is the hope of the hazik affiliated. Interesting thing that according to this gears, the kaf doesn't start. But I put him in our gears to come over to the hope of the hazik eliyameh. So the Beselsa answers it. Makam to teritzim that either they divided the shemen into eight parts, and each night they used only an eighth, and therefore there was a nest. Well, there's a mafalshim, even the shemen who bring down this ask a kasha, it can't be because how can you say on a nest to put the first at only eight? And second of all, there's a halucha, you have to put the exact measurement, 10 lots of mikdus, you have to put a measurement that the derech hateva able to burn the whole night.
It got filled up again immediately as they poured it out. It got filled up the pach shemen. And that's a three treats in the field. The master, the Tina Zuav, answers his own terrors. And he says, to the maximum, he said, from the Zohar Kodesh and thinking Pashas Lechachu, but the Zohar Kodesh discusses the nest of Elisha. And the issue came to Elisha, he asked her, you want to have a Yeshia? Do you have anything in your house? What do you have? So she answered, I have a bit of shaman. So he said, okay, but he goes to be a nest with this shaman. So Zera Kudosh explains, why did he need to ask the Ma Yeshtachi Babayis? Do you have anything in your house? And if he doesn't have anything in the house, he can't help her. So Zera Kudosh says, the Kudosh Baruch Hu will not bring a nest, a brucha, on an ayin, when there's nothing there. So the Lushna Zay is Ba'afer Eknayi, when an empty place. When there's nothing there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to make a nest. There has to be something there, anything, even in something very, very small, and from then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be moist of a bruchah of Velidah. But Meile, she wanted to have a nest, so he asked her, do you have anything that the nest can be chalon? So she said, yes. Oh, once you have a small bit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make a nest. So Bi'a Advurim is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be moist of a hashpur. In other words, if there's something there, Kudosh Baruch Hu can be moist of a sufas hashefa
That Kodesh Baruch Hu does. So to make a Briya Yesh Ma'ayin from nothing, to make a new Briya, that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't perform such a mitzvah. That's what Zeya Kodesh says. So Tzvi Zohar says, according to this, we can answer the question of this Yosef. Why? Because how do we learn that there is a net? Let's say how we understand the Pushet, because they poured out all the Shemen, and then they came new Shemen. And every day there was new Shemen. So Tzvi Zohar, you can't say this. Because if there was no more Shemen left in the tzlochis, in the jug, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu couldn't make new Shemen, because we Yesh Ma'ayim. So if we want to say there was a nes here, we have to say the first night a bit of shaman remained, and the first night it didn't use a lot of the shaman. So there's a nes straight away, that even if it didn't use a lot of the shaman, the nes Chanukah burnt all the night, and from the bit of shaman that was left over came the rest of the nes, and that happened every night. So the Meila, very geschmack, no kasha the b'siyosef, that the first night was the nes. May have not been the same nest as the other nights, but there was a nest that the Neis Chanukah burnt, even though we didn't use up all of the shemen, because some of the shemen had to be left over in order to create a nest, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't make a nest Yesh Ma'ayim.
Why did they didn't know there was going to be a
nest? Oh, first of all, because same mechala nest, same mechala nest. It's the same in the Shas of Water, there was same mechala nest. It's a different kasha on the Mitzvah, how could it be said Mechala Nes? But the Master, that the Mitzvah, the Tzvi Zohar says, if any Nes happened, it had to be something left over, as we see by Elish. The Master, the Mephoshim, I mean, we see from the Bishyaster, the Bishyaster didn't answer this question. Didn't answer this question this way. Obviously, the Bishyaster understood, and the Shayim understood, that there can be a nest, Yesh Ma'ayin. We don't need to leave over some shame in order to perform the nest. But we have a machlekes, the Tzvi Zohar and the Bishyaster and the other Mephoshim, whether the nest of Chanukah was a nest, Yesh Ma'ayin, new shame appeared without being the Hoysuf as HaShefer, and Tzvi Zohar understands, no. There was a Nes, Yesh Miyesh. Machlekes in the Metzias of the Nes Chanukah was in a Darug of Yesh Ma'ayin or Yesh Miyesh. Now obviously everyone understands that to make a Nes Yesh Ma'ayin is a bigger payload than a Nes Yesh Miyesh. And both are fluent, but to be Zoicha to a Nes Yesh Ma'ayin, you have to be Zoicha first, because it's a much bigger Nes than Yesh Miyesh. Also the Mephoshim, the Doishim, the Saifa, Fiki Yehide, Achayli called the Tzvi Zohar. And it says, the Tzvi Zohar, Fiki Yehide, how could you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make Nes Yesh Ma'ayin? HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a Nes Yesh Ma'ayin. Bring various examples, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a Nes Yesh Ma'ayin. You can't say a klal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't make a Nes Yesh Ma'ayin, won't make a Nes Yesh Ma'ayin. Obviously, he could, because Tzvi Zohar is also masking, he could. Shaal is, what does that hug is? Dann hoga kodish bori makes nes yesh mai. Aber das ist hier so bin der kodish. How is am for the der kodish? So der afik ye hide explains this klau. When a kodish bori makes the nes yesh yesh, and when a kodish bori makes the nes yesh mai. Afik ye hide says the klau is like this. So do there is teva. Kodish bori made the teva. Shemen is mavlik. Choymet is not mavlik. You want to burn for a certain amount of time, you need to have a certain amount of shemen. Chikah teva. Usually the chikah teva don't change. Which Baruch Hu wants, it should be as nahagis of teva. Is another madraga. When a tzaddik performs a nes, for example, we see it, Chanina ben Doisa, Nishoma le shemen sheyavlik, Yoyim elochayim sheyavlik. There is a nisim which are performed through a tzaddik. Why? Because the tzaddik is in a high madraiga, the teva is meshibet to the tzaddik. If the tzaddik says the teva should perform differently, immediately the teva has to be machni itself for the tzaddik. But there's a madraiga in the tzaddik. When a tzaddik performs a miracle, because of his madraiga, because the teva is meshibet him, it has to be yesh miyesh. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't make a nes yesh ma'ayin. Masha'ein kain, if a Kodesh Baruch himself makes an error, not through a tzaddik, then the net is Yashma'ein. Amazing. The Sikkim, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Nisim Yashma'im, but that's only when HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself makes the Nes. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Teva, he changes it. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world Yashma'im, HaMchadosh V'Tivoi B'Chol Yom Tumid Ma'aseh V'Daishes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make every day Nes Yashma'im. But that's only when it's through HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. When it's through a Tzaddik, it has to be Yesh V'Yesh. Now, to go a bit further, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make a Nes Yashma'im, but you have to be Zoichem. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't deem the person Zui for big Nes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will choose to make a Nes Yashma'im. HaKadosh, so we'll say it over again. A tzaddik when he makes a Nes cannot be Yashma'im. Madreig of Yashma'im is only when HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs a Nes. When a tzaddik performs a Nes, it has to be Yesh Miyesh. You can't make a Nes Yashma'im. However, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to perform a Nes without the Tzaddik and wants to make it Yesh Miyesh, he can do so. We're only saying a Nes Yesh Ma'ayim can only happen when HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself does. The Meile says the Afik Yehida that the Yosef and the Rishonim, who didn't answer the same as the Tira Zuav, they understood that there's no raya from the Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh is talking about she came to Elisha to the help as a tzaddik. As a tzaddik should help, it's only yesh mi yesh. If he wants the tzaddik to be mitzvah his brucha, he has to ask the issue, do you have anything in your house in order to make a nes? Yesh mi yesh. However, here by Lucas Nayas Chanukah, where the nes is Zohar Kodesh Baruch himself, the Rishonim understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make a Nes Yesh Ma'ayim as well, especially in this instance when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing his Chavivus to Klal Yisrael, making this Nes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make a Nes Yesh Ma'ayim, and therefore they did not want to answer like the Tira Zuav. The Nes of Chanukah was a Nes Yesh Miyesh, because they understood the Nes of Chanukah was a much higher Madreig of Nisim, a Nes fully of Yesh Ma'ayim. Could be we can massage this, but the Pusse with their Remez Ma'ayim Yovai Ezli Ezli Me'im Hashem Oite Shema'im Buda. Could be we can understand to mean Ma'ayim Yovai Ezli is saying Ma'ayim Yovai Ezli, there's nothing the Baruch should be chal on. He's completely destitute, he hasn't got any yesh, the nesh should be chal on. Ma'ayim Yovai Ezli, there's ayin. So how come from ayin come Yeshia? The Teretz is Ezimim Hashem Oite Shema'i Budet. If the Isaac comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he performs the Nes, not through a Tzaddik. Ezimim Hashem, then there could be a Nes Yeshma'i, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oite Shema'i Budet. The Bria Shema'i works with the Yeshma'i. There was nothing HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make a Nes Yeshma'i. Therefore, even though it's Ma'ayim, there's no Mamushes of Ruch HaShubichal, I'm still not worried, because Ezimim Hashem Oite Shema'i Budet. So I'll do a maktim, and I'll put in the passage chikas, where we see also this ending of a nes yesh mi yesh, a nes yesh ma'ayim. The Bochtam, in the Magenisa Dram, and the Afik Yehidim, this Drishtim and Yitesh, both of the fathers, the Psikim b'mayim edibu al zeh adedach. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeini, so the Bartam and Asela, La'inayim v'nusan maimav. The water, the rock should give out its water. And then it says, v'nusan lehem maim min haseila, v'hoiktaisu luhem maim min haseila. You have to understand the double lushan. It starts off, v'nusan maimav, it should give out its waters. Its waters, maimav. And then it says, but ties to Lohem, he should then take our waters for the Yidden, Mayim in Aseda. It doesn't say Mayim of, it says Mayim. Not these rocks, waters, Mayim. So what are these two Nisim? With the Batam in Aseda, like Nayim, the Nusa Mayim of, but ties to Lohem, Mayim in Aseda. Says the Magazine, the Rabbi Bochtan, and the Afiki Yehidim, it's based on the Drusha Zaran. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to perform a Nes, as you see later on, Lahagdishayni. To make a nest, there should be a clear minna on the highest madrege where Eden will see the Yecholis Makodesh Baruch. Now, if you be a sailor, can have in it lachlichas mind, can have in it a natural small bit of water, as every yisod has a bit of a yisod amayim, it could be the sailor had in it a few drops of water naturally in the creation of the sailor. So Eden will say, take a big nest, massive nest, the stone gave out the water, but it's a nest, yesh mi yesh, because maybe from the natural few drops of water there wasn't a sailor. I don't think that Riches said the Bruch Tam explains which type of sailor it was that has natural water. There's a tzir, there's a sailor. I don't repeat this Riches. No, that it's a mitzias that this sailor is talking about a sailor which has in it mine. So they'll say it's a nes yesh mi yesh. Because Baruch Hu took from these few drops of water that are in the sailor, he was most of a brocha, and he made it, he gave the carry some water. Because Baruch Hu doesn't want to make a nes yesh mi yesh. Because Baruch Hu wants to make a nes yesh ma'ayin. There's a pshat in the pusik. Two different ma'ayin. Because Baruch Hu wanted first, like Moshe Rabbeinu should come and say to the stone, give out your water. Should come out a few drops of water, not for drinking, it's not enough to drink. A few drops of water should come out. But everyone should see, this sailor was emptied of any natural sources of water that he could have inside. And then, once Kaisel will see that, then Moshe should say, now I'm going to make for you water to drink, and then everyone will see it's a nest, yesh ma'ayim. Because you can't say it was a nest, yesh mi'yesh, because you just saw a minute before when the sailor was emptied out of any natural water that inside. The male, it's Fa'amfet la'af li de pusik. V'dibatem el ha'seila la'inayim. I wanted to have a look how you're speaking to the stone. And you should see, you're telling the stone, V'nosam ma'imov. Ma'imov. It should give out its natural waters that it has ma'is b'riyusol. M'meila wants to see V'nosam ma'imov. Not for drinking purposes. Just to show them that this nest is going to be a nest yesh ma'in. Afterwards, for Tzaisulahem, then you'll take up for them to drink Mayim min Aseila, new waters in the Seila. Not Mayim Mov, because Mayim Mov has already been given out the first time. For Tzaisulahem, Mayim min Aseila. And then Vishkis is ideas Vidom. In order they should see, it should be a Nes Yashmai. And then Bortam and the Fiki Hida come on to explain the next chalik of the parsha, why Moshe Rabbeinu was Mishana, and Moshe Rabbeinu straightway hit on the stick, hit with his matzah on the stone, and didn't do this whole thing. I'll say just one of the malachim, because he thought that since he saw Klal Yisrael were being moilin, so he thought they're not ruhi for Nes Yashma'ayin anymore. You have to be zeichet to Nes Yashma'ayin, as you said before. Mele, so he saw there's no point in doing this whole thing. So he didn't say to him with his stick to give out the waters without doing the Nes Yeshma. So the Kain the Dovid and the Yad Yosef, the Friedrich Seifer, explain the Pusik here, Ein Sa'a Baisa Soya Adoya. As kol mi imo mi yudoi ba'asha Hashem itoi ba'ashi oyis Hashem matzliach means the following. Usually, as we said, if someone wants to make a nest, if a person is not in the madreiger, or it's through a tzaddik, it's yesh mi yesh. If the person is zoiche, and it's through a kodesh baruch hu, a nest yesh ma'ay. The Sabbat of Soya saw this Gewaltige Nisim going along to him. And the Zohar Kodesh earlier on by the Bais Potiphar brings down Gewaltige Nisim. He would ask him, he would be holding a chayvet in his hand, and would ask him for different chayvets. The chayvet would automatically turn into the other chayvet that the Odayim was looking for. And I think the Zohar Kodesh says that the people were saying, Yosef, come on, wait, wait, time to be kishim here. It's time, until they realized it was Nisim. How they realized it was Nisim? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu showed the Patif of the Shechinah there. And you won't believe it was Nisim. Here, I saw Bais Asai Reyes called him Ema Buda. He saw all the Nisim were not Yesh Mi Yesh. They were all Yesh Ma'ayin. Whenever Yasser Tadik wanted something to happen, where he was supposed to do some sort of work, straight away it happened with a Nes Yesh Ma'ayin, like Bria Shemaim Vudet. Ein Sa'a Baisa Sa'a, the Sa'a Baisa was looking to see this on Nogav Yosef. He saw as Kron Ima B'Yudai. There was nothing in his hand to make a yesh, that we can make a nes yesh mi yesh. Was everything in the Anoga of Yasa Tzadik was a nes yesh mine. Why? Ba'asha Hashem Itay. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was performing the nisim, therefore could be a nes yesh mine, not a nes yesh mi yesh. And that was his balance of the Sabbath Fasayah. And the Kehen Ledovid is most of his Narakinach. See, dear, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sent nisim, we need to have a shtablis. The person to make a shtablis. But he brings down when the Svudim is a tremendous tzaddikim of Zoicha to Abdocha even without any shtablis whatsoever. Which Bochim, the Zoyach Kodesh calls the tzaddikim, these tzaddikim, they're called Shabbos in the middle of the week. Why? Because they're Madzaigim, Malachta, Nasa, Da Achayim. They don't have to do any shtablis. Maile, Ein Sa'a Baita Sa'a Royas Kol Mi'imu B'Yudah refers both that the Nes was Yesh Ma'ayim and that the Nes was without any Hishtadlis whatsoever Mitzad Yosef. He did not need to make any Hishtadlis Mitzidoi Ba'asha Hashem Itoi Ba'asha Yoyis Hashem Matzliach. One can be ma'ode b'derech ersha. Mimayin, I'm saying b'derech ersha. Why was this madraiga medemed only here in the Bais HaSoya? In the Bais HaSoya. Before, it's written also HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him. It's not written at the kar ein udai royas kol mi'ima b'yudai. So, I thought maybe one could say b'derech ersha, and if it's emes, that could be that he was before the Nisoyin of Petifa and he was after the Nisoyin of Petifa. Before the Nisoyin of Petifa, Taki was on a Gevaltik Madraiga Yosef HaTzadik. He was so he had to offer the Nisim, but there was a Nisim on the same Madraiga of Ein Sa'ab, Ein Nisoyin Komi in Buda, without any form of Ishtadlis, Mamish Yeshim Ein. Masha'ein Kain after he was Oymed Nisoyin of Petifa, where he was given crowned with the title Yosef HaTzadik because he was Oymed Nidis Nisoyen, therefore he was Zoyche to a higher Dage Basurit HaShchana, and therefore he was Zoyche to Nisim which were completely Yesh Ma'ayim without any Shtadlis. So maybe we can answer the Kashle Balatin and why here it's written V'ashi Oyis Hashem Matzliach, and above it's written V'ashi Oyis Hashem Matzliach B'Yudah. So the Derech Ersha could be the Torah wants to Madama there was two Madragas of Nisim. Earlier on, it was Shaq and Nisim. It was Hashem Matzliach B'Yudah. He still needs to make some form of Ishtadlis, some form of Yesh, that there should be a Nes. They have it written B'Yudah. It was Matzliach, but it was B'Yudah. It was still after he had made some Pe'ilah. Mitzidah, B'Yudah. Masha'ayin kain here, after he reached the Madraig of Yosef HaTzadik, is Ashi Ois Hashem Matzliach. They did not need to be Yudai, because it was a nest, Yesh Ma'ayin, without any form of establishment, since he reached the Madraig of Yosef HaTzadik with such a Darug of Asurus HaShchina. It's interesting, now that the kid in the nest of the nest of Chanukah, which some of us can learn, they say that the Nes is Atke Dekach. The Emanoyim here on the Pusik actually Ba'ashi Yoyis Hashem Matzliach. He learns also this chapter of the Nes of Yosef HaTzadik. When they were pouring the Shemen into the Pach Shemen, Pashas we learn the Pach Shemen empties. That's the according to Tirezuot. And some was left over. And then from that, either filled up again afterwards, or the next day filled up. However, we learn Pshat. So the few Mepharshim learned that the Nes was in a much higher dagger. When they were pouring it out, each drop that poured out immediately was getting refilled at the same time. So the Mele was never nicker at any point the Chisson and the Pach Shemen. The Pach Shemen was always completely full. Because as they were emptying it, for every tiny drop that was coming out, immediately was being created another drop, and therefore there was never a stone. So the Gevalt, the Gitarra, the Benes, the Chavivas HaNes, because Shibor Hu wanted to show there should be no chesun whatsoever that we need to be memale. Bechlau, the such a brocha, there's never nikke any chesun. And that's why it touched the Ashi Ois Hashem Atzliach, there was always the dag of Atzlucha. There was never a chesun, and then HaKudosh Baruch Hu created the Nes HaKudosh Baruch Hu. It was gesaid in the dag of Ashi Ois Hashem Atzliach, it was always Atzlucha, there was never nikke any chesun, there was always brocha of Atzlucha.